Now, the magnificent Prague Castle Gardens will open on Friday to host the annual Prague Food Festival, a three-day celebration of fine dining and healthy eating. Foodies from Prague and elsewhere will converge at the venue to sample the delicacies prepared by 36 classy restaurants and enjoy the festival's varied accompanying program. Pavla Horáková has more.
Now in its sixth year, the Prague Food Festival has become a highlight in the calendars of the city's foodie community. Offering specialties from some of the most exclusive restaurants for affordable prices, the festival traditionally attracts thousands of visitors. Not only are their palates becoming more sophisticated, but Czechs are increasingly becoming more conscious about the origin of their food and the distance it traveled to reach their plates. Think global, eat local is the festival's motto for this year, chosen by the Czech gourmet guru Pavel Maurer, the man behind the Prague Food Festival.
The sixth year of Prague Food Festival is different by many things. One of the big differences is that we have a total change in cooking show. Instead of classical cooking show, we will have mostly a presentation or workshop of ingredients suppliers from Italy, from Spain, from Andalusia, from other countries, which will be presented the ingredients and how you can cook with this. We will have also presenting organic food, also a farmers, a lot of restaurants which you can see in Prague Food Festival. They prepare the food from the farmers' ingredients.
One of the chefs selected by Pavel Maurer to showcase her favorite dishes is the Prague-based Sophia Smith of Le Patio restaurant, recently interviewed here on Radio Prague. This is the mouth-watering list of dishes she's preparing for the feast.
It's our first time at the food festival, so we are actually doing several dishes. One of them is actually an Indonesian-style slow-cooked beef from... the beef is actually from a local farm, it's organic beef, but cooked with lots of Indonesian spices, served with some rice and some pineapple relish. We're doing a South Indian dish, a vegetarian dish with chickpeas and paneer, which is an Indian cheese. We're also doing Singapore black pepper prawns, stir-fried, and also some calamari with homemade sweet chili sauce. And we have sticky toffee pudding, the very, very classic English dessert that I've been doing for years, with clotted cream, English cream, and some other desserts as well. So it's a bit overwhelming at the moment because it's our first time at the food festival, and it's, you know, I've been told that we have to prepare a lot of portions.
If you're in town, give your taste buds a treat. Tickets to the three-day event are still available at the festival's website. If you can't make it, Radio Prague will be there to bring you a digest of the tastes and aromas, if only in sound.
Pavla Horáková reporting.